NASA is heading back to Mars. If all goes well, early tomorrow morning, an Atlas V rocket will lift off from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. On board will be a lander known as InSight. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca reports on what the $800 million mission could reveal to scientists about Mars.
Recent Mars missions have snapped pictures of the surface, studied rocks, dug in the dirt, and looked for signs that water once flowed on Mars. But as InSight's principal investigator Bruce Bannert sees it, that's just scratching the surface.
99.9% of this planet has never been observed before, and we're going to go and observe it with our seismometer and with our heat flow probe for the very first time.
InSight is all about the interior of Mars. The heat flow probe is basically a 16-foot-long thermometer that InSight will pound into the planet to take its temperature. The seismometers will measure earthquakes, or I guess I mean Mars quakes. Bannert says the shape and strength of the waves those quakes generate can tell scientists a lot about the planet's inner makeup.
The thickness of the crust, the size of the core, and the density of the various divisions, core, mantle, and crust, which then we can map into their composition.
So you're counting on Mars to quake from time to time to give you some information.
Yes, we definitely are. And we're pretty confident that Mars is going to cooperate with us on that.
InSight won't be prowling around Mars looking for quakes. It's not a rover. Once it lands in Elysium Planitia near the Martian equator, it will stay put.
With our mission, we'll be able to finally get a look inside Mars.
Sue Smarkar is deputy principal investigator for the InSight mission. It hasn't been all that long that scientists have known much about the Earth's interior.
100 years ago, we didn't know what the layers were inside the Earth. We didn't know anything about plate tectonics.
She says there's a lot of geologic activity on Earth today, and that used to be the case on Mars. But now, things on Mars have slowed to a geologic crawl. Understanding the interior of Mars will provide clues as to why that is.
This gives us the ability to go back in time to that early period when Mars was very active and really understand how the planet started forming its layers.
Smarkar says InSight will also provide a more complete picture of Mars today.
To really understand a planet, we have to understand how its interior is connected to its surface, connected to its atmosphere.
In addition to what they expect to learn, principal investigator Bruce Bannert says InSight is bound to provide some surprises.
One always expects something completely out of the ordinary when you are completely in the dark to begin with.
InSight is scheduled to take off at 4:05 a.m. Pacific time Saturday morning. If the weather is clear, people in Southern California should get quite a sky show as InSight sets off on its 7-month, 300-million-mile journey. Joe Palca, NPR News.